Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Accidents happen, and when they do, you'll want a lawyer who will stand up to the insurance company and fight for your rights. In case of emergency, have this name in your back pocket, Goldfinger, Brian Goldfinger. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Loom, speaking to you. After yet another feel-good victory at home, the last regular season home game of the season for the Toronto Raptors, in which they took care of the Orlando Magic by a score of 112-101. The game itself was really never that close. Orlando actually did come within as close as 4 points in the third quarter there, but this is a game the Raptors had control of the whole way. They didn't have to press to get any points. The Magic know they're a dead team walking, they know they're tanking, and you know, on the other end, the Raptors got to enjoy, a nice, calm, stress-free game. Like, just like that Pacers game was stress-free. And to be honest, a lot of that Celtics game was stress-free as well. Another stress-free game here against the Orlando Magic where the Raptors, you know, dominated this game from start to finish. Like, first off, I mean, with a game like this, they accomplished everything they wanted to, which is to rest some of their guys, which, you know, DeMar and JV got the night off. JV looking very dapper in a checkered suit and, you know, matching pants and a bow tie. Looking very, very slick on the sideline. Can't wait for Serge to get a game off to see what Serge brings to the game because you know what Serge is going to do. But, JV got the night off. DeMar got the night off as well. DeMar, you know, classic DeMar. He's just chilling there in sweats and whatever. But the Raptors didn't miss them, man. They didn't miss them. They initially started Norman Powell and Lucas Nogueira at the two spots there for JV and DeMar. Both of them ended up picking up small injuries in the first 6 minutes. Powell twisted his left foot, although he came back and he was perfectly fine. Pretty good, actually. And Bebe apparently strained his hamstring or something. He didn't come back. Van Vliet apparently also suffered some sort of small, tiny lower back injury, but again, these were very minor things. It was like, if you felt something, you're like, all right, just come out of the game. So I think all three of them are fine. Powell's definitely fine because Powell had a nice game. But seriously, the Raptors just controlled this game all around. It was fun to see, OG extend his role. I mean, OG had 21 points tonight, second best on the team. 7 of 10 shooting, 5 of 8 from deep. OG was very confident with the three, holding his form, holding his follow through. Off to the side with his ridiculously long arms. He looks very eager, like a little child when he does that. It's cute. It looks like a child flying a kite. He had the shot going. He had a dunk. Pretty good defensively as well. Had a nice block in the third quarter. OG got to extend his role. CJ Miles got to catch his rhythm for once, which is great. He had 22 points off the bench. 6 of 13 shooting, 5 of 10 from deep, 5 of 6 on the free throw line. Those 6 free throws or 2 fouled 3-point shots. The Magic are really bad. But seriously, it was nice to see Miles kind of catch his rhythm again. It was nice to see him stay aggressive, hunt shots, and, be steady. And, like, all the shots looked really, really good. Even the misses looked good. Seriously, man. It's a sight for sore eyes for sure. CJ had obviously been struggling. A lot of these games, he was a negative. that Pacers game, he was a negative, despite the fact that the Raptors won, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, it was nice to see CJ smiling. It was nice to see his wife Lauren on Twitter, you know, sending out tweets of relief, because like seriously, no one wants to see CJ struggle. You know, he's such a likable guy, and he got hot. And you know, beyond that, it was a nice game to see DeLon Wright sort of flex his playmaking abilities to run a team by himself. You know, Lowry was also there, of course, and Lowry was instrumental. But Lowry was just sort of chilling, sitting back, making the right passes, making a couple of help rotations here or there, but not pressing himself much at all. And it was really up to Wright to create a lot of the points, especially with Van Vliet out. And even when the two of them were together, Wright played, you know, fantastic basketball where he would drive, collapse the paint, and then, you know, either set the pass to the to get the assist for the bucket, or he would, you know, set in sequence the, you know, he goes to the rim, big helps, pass to the big, help comes from the wing to the big, big swings to the corner, open three. Like, a lot of those sequences were derived from Wright's drives into the paint. So, seriously, it was a really fun game. I mean, DeLon Wright also, you know, whenever he gets this sort of leeway to run his team, you start to see the more flashy parts of his game, and that's always really fun to watch. Like, he had a great pass to Poeltl where, you know, he had ran the pick and roll. He sort of faked a pass to the corner and froze the defender. So, you know, Poeltl's able to roll free to the rim, and then Wright was able to use his length to pass over the top to Poeltl for the dunk. That was really pretty to watch. It was also nice to see DeLon Wright drive into the traffic and then throw a over-the-shoulder pass to Serge, and Serge caught the pass and finished it. Seriously, it was a fun game to watch from DeLon Wright. And, you know, just positives all around. I mean, like, Siakam, very energetic, incredible on defense, great passes. You know, didn't shoot that well, but I don't know. It felt like he was very much in control of his game, and he just missed a couple of layups. Got 4 assists, 9 rebounds, 29 minutes. Great hustle, great energy. Poeltl, perfect 5-of-5 shooting from the field for 12 points. A lot of the shots were contested, too, like a little baseline jumper, a tough and-one finish over Bismack. It's unfortunate Bismack is doing what he's doing. He had, obviously, that open dunk that I just described from Wright, but, you know, just he had a couple of nice little baskets there. Poeltl did, so good on him. And, you know, the guy that, I mean, Ibaka also stayed in rhythm, which is great. This is his 8th straight game of double digits, which really should be a longer streak, but, you know, given how inconsistent he's been throughout the season, he's had his ups, he's had his downs. He's certainly going through a period where he's having his ups, which is great. It's nice to see the sort of stretch from him ahead of the playoffs. Serge tonight, 13 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 of 11 shooting, hit a 3. Had 3 blocks, was a plus 22 in 31 minutes. Very in control of himself. His fluidity on offense and defense is noted. Like, it wasn't like the usual lead feet Ibaka. This was like, you know, mobile, active, mid-range. Oh, man, the mid-range is really nice from Ibaka these days. Hit 3 mid-range shots, hit a 3. Confident with those shots, confident in stepping up and making passes. So a couple of really nice passes to the corner today for him. Also 3 blocks, including an emphatic one at the rim against Bismack Biyombo, throwing the thumbs down. You know, it's all love there, of course. Seriously, man. Ibaka looks good. This looks really good. And I hope he keeps this up because, you know, we're going to need this type of production from Ibaka into the playoffs. And then lastly, the guy that I really want to focus on is a guy that's, you know, had a really down season, really disappointing. You know, you see his face in commercials all the time, but you only see him, you know, on the bench in most games. And that's Norm Powell. And, like, man, Norm had a really impressive night tonight. 5 of 11 shooting from the field, 3 of 7 from deep, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 13 points in 24 minutes. You know, his minutes would have been higher if he didn't go to the locker room temporarily to get his ankle retaped, but Powell looked great. You know, I thought he was confident looking for a shot. His shot looked a lot more steady as well, especially from the three-point arc. You know, Powell going to the rim, out-muscling a guy like Ken Birch to get to the basket. You know, Powell also using athleticism to break up a couple fast breaks. I mean, honestly, the Magic blew, like, it's pretty obvious the Magic are tanking, but, like, man, there's some fast breaks that I would, like, honestly, like, you just have to be ashamed of as a basketball player of any level, because, like, 2-on-1 fast break, you shouldn't be turning it over to DeLon Wright just because he shaded over to you. Like, anyway, yeah, I mean, you know, see, Norm's good. And it's always good to see Norm get some confidence, like more than anyone else, more than OG, more than Ibaka, more than even Miles, because Miles is a veteran. He knows he can get a shot. It's just good to see Powell smiling. It's good to see him as a part of the team. It's good to see him play an instrumental role in which he directly contributed to the Raptors winning. I feel like that hasn't happened all season. I know that sounds like an exaggeration, but seriously, it feels like it has been all season since Norm has directly impacted a win. And I thought today he was, you know, one of the good players today. I mean, everyone on the Raptors played well. I don't think anyone really didn't play well, but seriously, man, I mean, Norm especially, he needed this game. And it's good because Norm is steadily getting more and more of a role. I mean, I think part of that has to do with CJ struggling. Today, CJ was fine, but whatever. DeMar was out, so Norm got to play. But still, I think Norm has a part to play in this. And I know it's crazy to expand the rotation even more at this time, but when we need those minutes of like 5-10 minutes of like shock energy where you can bring this guy off the bench, he's crazy athletic, he's crazy long, he's, you know, physical enough to not back down from a fight. Seriously, I mean, I think Powell has a role to play in these playoffs, and we've seen him, you know, play that role before. So I'm hoping for Powell. I'm pulling for him, man. I mean, he's a very likable guy, very hard worker as well. So overall, nice, easy win by the team. The Magic, I mean, damn, that whole team's getting fired. that entire team, from the coach down to the 15th man, plays like, you know, they know they're dead men walking. And, you know, in the case of Frank Vogel, he literally looks like a dead man. I mean, Jesus Christ, that guy. Honestly, all Orlando does is suck the life out of people, man. It is depressing. Go look up pictures of Frank Vogel from 2012 as a head coach of the Indiana Pacers that, you know, were pushing the Heat and stuff. And they were coming up, and how young and how jovial he looked. And that was only 6 years ago. Look at him now. He looks like he's lived at Chernobyl for his entire life. Like, damn, it is rough. It is rough for the Orlando Magic. But, you know, I'm sure they'll come poaching for one of the Raptors head coaches or assistants, or maybe even Jerry Stackhouse. Who knows? And when they do, I just hope that, you know, those opportunities exist for the Raptors coaches elsewhere, because just look at Frank Vogel and what that organization does to, you know, its talent. It just wastes talent. I mean, like, yo, they're playing guys like Rodney Purvis today. Who the hell is Rodney Purvis? That sounds like a cat nickname. Like, that's not a real human. Rodney Purvis, he's 24 years old. Yeah, so that's who they got out there, Rodney Purvis. Okay, cool. In terms of the Jordan Henderson Award, in terms of three stars, actually. First star, OG. Second star, CJ Miles. And third star, I'll give it to Norm Powell. Yeah, it's a nice little game. Ibaka deserves some love, too, but whatever. He's gotten a couple times here, so give it to Norm. And then in terms of your Gerald Henderson Award, you know, going to pull the Canadian bias there and go with Kem Birch. 12 points, 12 rebounds off the bench, 5 of 8 shooting. One assist, 2 steals, 21 minutes. I mean, Birch is just a classic hustle guy. You know, he's got quick enough feet to switch onto a couple of these wings, especially if they're not like, you know, elite slash and drive kind of guys, like, or slash and kick kind of guys. Like, yeah, you know, he's got the foot speed to stay in front of guys like Kyle Lowry and stuff. And then, you know, also he's a physical body, and he could, you know, he's a presence on the glass. I mean, it's a solid pickup for the Magic. I mean, he's obviously never going to be more than, you know, a bench guy, but still, like, even that, it's nice to see that, you know, a Canadian player like that, hardworking, carving out a spot in the NBA, and hopefully he gets picked up. I mean, he's been a solid part of the Magic's rotation. You know, as much as I'm giving the Magic shit, because, you know, they deserve shit, but, like, you know, I think he'd be a solid player. If he doesn't, you know, get another NBA job next year, he will probably get one in Europe. And, yeah, he's a solid player. So, good on him. And good on the Raptors. Seriously, this is, you know, stress-free. It's great. It's really great. We should really enjoy the last two games. I mean, like, the Raptors, you know, chase for 60 games, 60 wins, still alive. They got to win the next two. You know, they got to beat Detroit, which, you know. Oh, man. Yo, the Detroit Pistons lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. Oh, man. Oh, the Memphis Grizzlies. Oh, man. How you? Oh, they were led in scoring by Anthony Tolliver. Oh, and then Luke Kennard. Oh. So, yeah, the Raptors should be able to smack up the Pistons. We'll see what happens. We should enjoy this. This season so far has been very kind to us, and the playoffs are coming, and, of course, it's going to get more serious. In the meantime, we can just enjoy these lazy Sundays, and, you know, we're not going to have one of these lazy Sundays in a while because it's going to be stressful coming up, but trust me, you'll miss nights like this when the season is over, especially because, you know, this is fun. This is really fun to see all the Raptors step up. It's fun to see the Raptors smack up a team on the home floor. It's fun to see the ACC rocking and, you know, best home court record in the league, 34-7. Go Raptors.
The N-Dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.